You are tuned to listener-supported community radio at 90.1 KZFR in the Greater North Valley, serving the Ishii Nation from hills to hills. Stay tuned for Butte Views and beyond. Thank you for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. My name's Ray Lager. I'll be your host today. And Butte Views and Beyond is made possible by you, the KZFR supporter, and by Friends of the Arts, state local partner to the California Arts Council. Since 2001, Friends of the Arts has been creating economic opportunity through arts and culture, producing community festivals and events, including the NorCal Jazz Festival, the True North Tour, the Salmon Festival, and more. To learn about Friends of the Arts, visit friendsoftheartsupstate.org. And also by the Salvation Army of Chico, hosting the grand opening of their new facility at 567 East 16th Street in Chico. There'll be refreshments, children's activities, information about assistance, and tours of the new building and more on Saturday. This Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Details, visit Salvation Army Chico. I'd like to thank Ken Clark for his soundtrack, Eternal Funk. Today, always a lot happening in Chico, and let's get right to it. I would like to, besides being a great friend of the station and a number of things we've done at their Paradise Hovery and a member of the Paradise Town Council, welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Oh, thank you.
Busy day, a lot of people going all over the place. I wanted to talk to you about, you've been... helping with
the Home Builders Resource Expo, which is an event just for the first time after the campfire. Take that. Building a home, and it's pretty daunting to a lot of people, and so we want to learn and find out about new building techniques and how to, everything from how to manage their finances during the rebuild and how to maintain their mental health.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, you're covering all bases there. It's a daunting, I mean, just buying a house is a big deal. And of course, building your own house, like, you know, is a big deal, but under the stress of everything that's happened and all the insurance and clearances you need, it's a daunting task for sure.
It is. You know, Paradise, in the past, in a good year, we would build maybe 8 to 10 homes, and most of those were spec homes or people who had built homes before. And now we've got, you know, 12,000 families trying to rebuild their homes in Paradise and the county, and we want to be able to help them. So this is the first one. This is the first step. I hope people come out. There's going to be all the resources, the town, the county, HUD, FEMA, PID, they will all be there, in addition to exhibitors, as I said, with new building techniques and everything from solar to just general contractors Plus, there's an educational component, which is the speaker series that will be taking place throughout the day on each day. And those will cover a variety of subjects, not only for homeowners or home builders, but also if you have an existing home, a standing home, that you still have lots of questions. And we want to make sure that people understand things like defensible space and what landscape to plant back. So we've got the master gardeners are there, and it's going to be a very comprehensive opportunity, or it's a very good opportunity for some comprehensive knowledge.
Yeah, it sounds like something for everyone. And even I guess if you haven't started the process, this would be a perfect time to go and learn and see what you need to find out.
Absolutely, this is the perfect first step. Once you take this step, you'll learn what the next steps are, and you'll be able to move through the process more easily. At least that's our goal.
And this is open to everyone, no admission, correct?
It is. It's absolutely free parking, 10 to 4 on Saturday and Sunday. There will be food trucks available if you need to get something to eat. And FEMA even stepped up to help us with the kids' corner. So there will be some stuff for the kids to do so parents can go and focus on what they need to focus on.
All right, great. And again, this is going to be at the Silver Dollar Fairground.
And Saturday and Sunday?
Yes. It opens at 10, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Do you guys have like a Facebook page or anything if people wanted to get some info?
We do. We have a website. It is hbrexpo.org. So hbrexpo.org.
Okay, expo.org. I know I've been seeing a lot of publicity on it, which is great. And I imagine that there was numerous organizations that help make this happen.
Indeed. We had a lot of help from a lot of partners. This is, when we were envisioning this, it would have been easy to go get a plug-and-play home builders type, show. And we didn't want that. We wanted it to be organic. We didn't want it to be a revenue-generating event. This is all about the people that need the information to build their homes.
Yeah. Yeah, and, as said before, it's great that you have all these other things, like the kids' activities, and you can take a break and get some food and, kind of
right.
Absorb some of the information, and that you have workshops, just learning centers.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of information available, and it's going to be challenging to absorb it all, even in the 2 days. So we're hoping that we'll be able to do it again in fall and possibly again next spring. I should mention one other thing. You know, we kind of timed it to tie into the Town of Paradise's planning consultants unveiling of the long-term recovery plan. So UDA will be there, and, of course, members of the town and the town council and the district supervisors. So people can get a vision of what the town is looking like in the future, and all of that information will be there as well.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Again, let's give them that Facebook page one more time.
The Facebook page is Home Builders Resource Expo.
Okay.
And then the website is hbrexpo.org.
All right. Well, it's great to see, the recovery is under process. I was talking to someone that's up there every couple of days, and they're like, it's constantly more and more lots are being cleared, and it's happening. The seedlings are popping out.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we have almost 6,000 lots cleared, and that generates, there's 155 crews that are working up in Paradise right now, and that generates between 1,500 and 3,000 truckloads per day coming out of Paradise.
Wow.
It's astounding, and it's really impressive. Paradise is setting the bar on getting this stuff done. Even the long-term recovery plan, that it's something that all communities do after facing a disaster, but it usually takes at least a year, and for Paradise to having to get or being able to get that out in 8 months is pretty remarkable.
Yeah. Well, hats off to all the work you've been doing. I know you've been extremely involved on every level at this, having lost some of your own places. So.
Yeah, but we're going to come back. So we're going to have more KZFR events up in Paradise.
Oh, yeah. No, we're already planning some. They haven't been announced yet, but we've got some in the works for the Performing Arts Center. So.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah.
I want to have some at Chappelle, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey. Well, okay, call me after the show. Hey, thank you so much. And enjoy this beautiful, cool weather here in Northern California.
Oh, loving it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you, Melissa, so much.
Thank you so much, Ray. I appreciate
All right.
it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, a lot going on this weekend. So if you're in that process of building, rebuilding, getting ready, or you have friends or family and they're overwhelmed and you want to help them out, go check it out. Again, there's no admission. Starts 10 o'clock on excuse me, Saturday and Sunday. And you won't be sorry. Let's keep things rolling. I have an interview I did on yesterday with a phenomenal artist here in town. Let's visit with her. And thanks for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond here on KZFR. I would like to welcome Jess Mercer, artist in from Paradise, that was lost her studio in the fire, was displaced, and has kind of recreated a whole new thing, mobile art studio, working with Paradise High School students, and also on the Key Project. So welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So, wow, I know you have a lot of irons in the fire and things going. So let's start with the Key Project. I remember seeing this on the news, and it's been kind of an ongoing project since the fire.
Correct. Yeah. So I started collecting keys pretty much within the month that the first happened in the tragedy of our community. And thus far, I have collected about 12,000 keys.
Wow.
And I am in process and will be in process of constructing a Phoenix sculpture out of those keys. The keys belong to anything that perished in the fire that was meaningful to another person, may it be to their house, to their safe, to their boat, to a diary. I've received keys from any age, any gender, and any creed. And I am just going to put us all back together the best way that I know how and stay in my lane as an artist.
Wow. And, man, I have some keys for you then.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people do. Do you have a concept or a size on this piece, and what it's going to look like?
Yeah, so it's going to be a phoenix. I have just now started on the body frame of the bird because I wasn't quite sure about how many keys I would get. I didn't estimate that the success of the project would be so grandiose, but I feel so blessed that it is. So I've had to kind of step back on the design for a little bit, and now that I know kind of where I'm at, the sculpture is going to be about 4.5-5 feet tall, and it has a wingspan of about 3-3.5 feet. The base itself weighs about 400 pounds, so it's
Wow. It's
going to be a big bird.
Yeah, it's going to be a big bird. It's going to be a estimated weight, what, 600-700 pounds, you think?
Probably, if not a little bit more. It's quite weighted. A bunch of keys have a lot of weight.
Yeah, you might want to put some forklift things on the bottom of it there.
It is palletized as we speak.
There you go, palletized. I love it. Well, honestly, I remember seeing this on TV right after the fire, talking about the project and stuff. And I'm sure the outpour and people just, as everybody tries to pull back. And, I lived in Paradise for 26 years, was not there when the fire happened, had moved to Chico. But still, all those years.
It's still
and,
home.
And you have all your stuff. And, of course, I went up to the different places I lived, and, of course, they're not there. And, You know. Yeah, you just feel grateful for the opportunity to spend time when you were there.
Yes.
And we, everybody moves on. So, also in kind of that concept is working with students from Paradise.
Yeah, I have worked with kindergartners through high school students, and I've created 12 detachable murals at their temporary displacements. So they created them with me, and then they're able to just take them right off the wall and take them right back up the hill or wherever their new school is going to be in the fall.
Oh, no kidding. So they were designed specifically for their new location or even temporary location.
Yes, that was the whole ideation is to gift them something that they could take along with them.
Oh, great. And now where are different facilities around town where they're being, where the
makeshift schools are being set up?
Yeah, so I worked with 12 different schools in 4 different cities where they are now since they've been displaced, and it has been an amazing progress. I've worked with about 4,000 kids and staff.
Wow.
And that was a 13-week project, which I somehow navigated through with brilliant success, and I wrote 3 grants. I was awarded 3 grants.
Oh, that's great.
And converted a studio and made it happen. So if you believe in something, make it happen.
Yeah, that is really, really fabulous. Wow, hats off. The grants, what were the origins of those? Were they from different businesses, or is it from California Arts Council or anything like that?
No, I've been blessed to receive local funding from North Valley Community Foundation for 2
cool.
of my grants. The 3rd grant was from Golden Valley in order to support the Boys and Girls Club and the new center that they opened for their displaced youth called the Phoenix Club. So kind of fitting with all of my projects at hand to be able to help both the youth and the adults in so many ways through art.
Well, you know, art therapy is really where it's at, and I know even at the last Board of Supervisors meetings, people are starting to realize the silent aftermath of, you know, depression, PTSD, whatever you want to call it, that people need to express what they've gone through. And it takes months before it kind of kicks in, and now when the excitement's all over and it's calm and it's just like, people realize what they've gone through.
And we're not all verbalists. We're not all able to communicate with our voices. Some of us need a pen.
Yeah, a pen, a brush.
Yes.
A hammer, a carving wood, mm-hmm. welding.
Lots of welding.
Lots of welding. I have to ask you, so are you using like a TIG welder? Are you brazing the keys or what?
Yeah, so I've attached the key with a little clip, and then I do every key every single time. So I'm handling everybody's keys one by one, I promise you. And I attach them, and then I solder them to make sure that they don't fall off. And then I have a main body structure that I wrap the keys around to gain stability.
Okay. Yeah,
it's a pretty grandiose project.
Yeah.
It is very tedious. It is very unforgiving, but it is wonderful.
Well, you think of the great mosaics of the Ottoman Empire.
They didn't happen overnight.
Exactly. They didn't happen overnight. So, again, before the fire, you were a working artist?
No, I actually suffered from a TIA when I was 31 years old and have had seizures ever since then and a lot of medical and neurological problems. And I was actually cleared for work in November after being on disability for about a year and 10 months. And I went back to work in a little retail store. I thought, let me test out, see where my skills are after this long break and healing my body. 2 months later, everything went away and the story stopped. And that was when I just checked in with myself and said, you are capable of so much more and you are capable of helping. And I just knew in my soul that I could create something that other people could latch onto. And I'm not a verbal person. It took me months in the hospital just drawing how I felt before I could communicate how I felt. And that's where I started drawing. And that's when I started art. So this art thing has only been a part of my being for about 2.5 years. And now I've made national news, which is just such affirmation that I'm helping in the right ways I should.
Well, it was just in there waiting to get out.
Yes.
Looking for a way out.
I just had to restart. I had to shut all the way down to shut all the way back on.
Oh, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
2.5 years. And you have a mobile art studio.
I do.
Which I think is really cool.
I do. I call her Gertie. She's a very, very old utility vehicle that was kindly donated for my use from Phoenix Solar Energy. And I just take that anywhere I can and help anywhere I can.
And is it pretty much outfitted with, like, everything you need?
I use my grant funding appropriately. I have bought bins of different supplies so I can do various activities with the youth and whatever the need is. May it be at the Boys and Girls Club, may it be at a summer program, or at the schools like I just did, that's where I go.
So now that you bring that up, and I know that, you know, we have a lot of different people that listen to KZFR on this program, and a good portion of them are involved in other nonprofits and community-based events, you know, they're really about creating the community we want to live in. I think that pretty much helps explain the KZFR listener for the most part. And if people were interested, I mean, is this something that you would outreach to other organizations if they said, hey, we have a project or we have some kids that we'd like to do something with?
100%. So I have a Facebook page. I have a website attached to that. I am affiliated with the Chico Arts Center, who are my main sponsors that help me get to where I am today. Any of those outlets, people can call, can email, can contact both the Arts Center or myself, and let us know what your needs are. The Boys and Girls Club reached out for a summer program. Now I'm at that summer program down in Chico and Megalia twice a week, and I get to help those students. So
oh, that's great.
Whatever it is, just give me a call.
And what's the Facebook page again?
I have Butte County Art on Wheels. Okay. And you can also follow the Key Project Tribute the same way.
Oh, the Key Project. Okay. So Butte County Art on Wheels. And the same with the website? Same website?
The website's on there. It's through the Chico Arts Center. So if you just click on there, anything you need to know is on that page. So you can find me pretty easily.
Oh, that's very cool. I'll tell you, you're killing it, man.
Thank you.
You are crushing it.
Thank you.
Very, very cool. You know, and this is, you know, it's the other side of everything. Mm-hmm. Things happen in life.
Yes.
And it's how we deal with them and how we grow from them. And I guess that's the story.
And it's how we help others grow from them, too.
Exactly.
While we help ourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. And that's where we get our healing from.
Yes.
So, thank you. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.
And we'll be looking for your next adventure.
Keep your eyes out.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful person, and a pleasure to meet Jess and interview her. And you'll see her name around town. She's a very active person. We are going to take a little bit of a musical break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes here on Butte Views and Beyond. Local North Valley, Chico favorite, Mojo Green, right there for you here on Butte Views and Beyond. And why is Ray playing Mojo Green? Because they're going to be at World Fest. And I'd like to introduce our next guest, Amber Jo. You're the main.
Hello.
You're it.
Thanks for having me.
Everything World Fest right here. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Thank you. Thanks for letting me talk about a really cool festival coming up.
Yeah, and this is one that, you know, I've been there a number of times. Literally half of Chico goes to this event. So it's always a, it's kind of like a hometown show, even though it's in Grass Valley.
It's true. It started at the Nevada County Fairgrounds by somebody who lived out your way. And so that's why a lot of our volunteers and the folks that attend every year are from your part of the woods.
Oh, yeah. Dan.
Dan DeWayne began. Mm-hmm.
Yep. We all know him well.
Yeah. 23 years ago, he started this festival.
Wow. 23 years already, huh?
That's 23 amazing. Years. And then about 5 years ago, he was ready to not do it anymore.
Right.
And so he sold it to the Center for the Arts, and we're a nonprofit arts organization, and we have been running it ever since.
And you guys do a lot of events. I get your emails all the time. I'm always amazed at the talent that you guys bring.
Yeah, we do a lot of events. We do like over 100 a year. And we are currently renovating our main theater, which used to seat 300, and now it's going to seat 500 with retractable seating.
Wow.
And it'll be able to have dance shows for like over 700. So we're super excited to invite a lot more reggae and kind of fun shows to the center because we'll have more room.
Oh, that's incredible.
Yeah, it'll be open in the late fall.
Oh, well, congratulations. You guys are going to obviously have a big grand opening. And
yeah, we will, for sure.
So should we go over the lineup and let people know what's coming their way?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, again, our festival is 4 days. It begins on Thursday night, and the gates open at 4:00. And so Thursday night is 2-for-1 for Nevada County residents. So if any Nevada County residents are listening on the radio, okay, you get a 2-for-1 on Thursday. There's two things I'm super excited about on Thursday. One is this new band out of Brooklyn called Turquoise. And if they don't make you dance, I don't know what will. They are funky. They're cool. They're a big band. They got some great, like, singing gals on the stage. It is so fun when you watch their videos. You should really check out Turquoise. Also, we have Mariachi Herencia de Mexico, which is 18 kids from the bars of Chicago that are keeping the tradition of mariachi alive. And they've performed at the Kennedy Center, and we now have them here performing. So it's going to be a lot of people on the stage, great costumes. That's going to be really fun. Let's see. Friday night, we got Trombone Shorty.
Oh, yeah.
So that's going to be a good one. We've never had him at this festival before. So I know he's been in Sacramento, but this will be his first time in Nevada County.
Oh, great.
And Saturday night, we have Toots and the Maytals as our headliner.
Oh, very good.
And they have been here before, but they are a huge favorite, so we're happy to have them back. And on Sunday night, first time ever, we have Lila Downs coming, and she is incredible if you haven't heard her stuff. And she has a new album that, like, the Rolling Stone was just talking about, that has incredible messages about what's been happening at the border with detaining children. This new album is super poignant. And the Rolling Stone gave it a great review, and that's what she will be touring.
Oh, great.
On Sunday night.
What genre of music is she? Is it a little world star?
She's a Mexican-American songstress. Interesting enough, she's opera-trained. Her voice can do everything. She sings a lot of, like, Latin rock, and she's political, and she's bouncy, and she's orchestral, like, she's kind of everything. Super huge talent, and she's bringing 15 musicians, including flamenco dancers.
Wow.
So it will not only just sound incredible, like, when you hear her voice, it's one of those deep, like, vibrato, like, beautiful voices. When you hear her sing, in addition to seeing the spectacle on the stage, it'll be amazing.
Oh, wow.
And in 2017, awesome. She got a Latin Grammy for the best traditional pop album, so she's really a powerhouse.
And what night is what night is she playing? Sunday?
She's Sunday night.
Sunday night. Wow. And of course, if Nevada County Fairgrounds is a beautiful location.
It is, under the pine trees, shady.
Yeah, always well manicured, lots of nice amenities. I know you guys have a number of different, you have yoga, you have organic foods, you have workshops.
Yeah, we have a lot of workshops, and we have some workshops from locals and some workshops from people far away. And some of the artists that are going to be at World Fest will actually do a workshop. We have a woman that plays the accordion, Jessica Fichot. She's Chinese and French. So her music comes from both of those genres, and she plays it on the accordion. And she'll do a workshop on the accordion. There's another ukulele workshop. And then sometimes we just have lectures. I mean, one of the interesting bands we have is Lavender Country. He's like 80 years old, and he came out as a gay cowboy in the 70s.
Wow.
So it was like he's hitting the country music world in a totally different way, and he is going to do a workshop just to talk about what that experience was like 50 years ago.
Wow, that's...
What was that like?
Yeah, for sure.
So some of our workshops are lectures, some of them are music. It crosses the gamut all over the place.
Yeah, one of my secret desires is to learn the accordion. I'm afraid to tell my wife that, but
watch out.
Yeah, I love the accordion.
I know. It does look really cool. It's kind of a fun... It looks like a fun instrument.
Yeah.
But it looks like it'd be hard.
Yeah, well, the big ones. I'm thinking the little ones, you know.
If you were to catch her act, she also has this tiny, tiny baby one that she plays for some of her songs. It is so... cute.
Oh, yeah,
that's
cool.
Kind of cool to catch also. Yeah.
And then you have a kind of a late night thing going on as well?
We do. So every year World Fest has late night, and it's just on Friday and Saturday nights, and it's included with your ticket if you have a ticket for either Friday or Saturday. And it starts at 11 p.m. and it goes to 1:30 a.m. Kind of fun. We have this one band from L.A. called Mystical Joyride. And they are actually local. He was from here, and he's joined a band in LA, and he wanted to come back and play. So they're like, they call themselves a cosmic duo.
Oh, cool.
The late night party is a little psychedelic. It's a little ecstatic dance, a little more experimental than the other traditional world music that's on the main stage.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah, you got all that energy after the show. You know, it's got to go somewhere.
Totally. You have to go dance.
You got to go dance. Yeah. And they're not performing on the main stage. So, you know, it's a special thing, right?
Yeah, we have 7 stages at World Fest. So there is music that happens from 10 a.m. till 11 p.m. And then late night on Friday, Saturday goes to 1:30. So you could listen to music all day long. So there's stages you can walk around from stage to stage to stage. You know, there's over 60 musicians that are here or bands that are here playing different music.
Wow. And the nice thing, too, it's totally family-friendly. There's a lot of kids' activities going on.
It is. Yeah, we have Games on the Green with a Brazilian woman that does some great games with water and hula hoops and all kinds of things. We have an arts and crafts area. We're in the Sugar Pine Lodge where they're painting rocks and creating headdresses for the parade. The parade is on Saturday at 5 o'clock, and everybody does the parade. People get really into it. They create a costume. Samba funk is the theme this year, so you get to create your great samba outfit, and that parade goes all around World Fest.
Cool. Well, let's see. I know you have camping. That was a big part of this event. You know, a lot of the people that...
A lot of people camp. Camping is not full yet, but it's close. So if you wanted to camp, you should get your campsite already. The RV camping is sold out, so sorry about that. You can dry camp if you have an RV, but the RV with hookups is all sold out.
Okay.
If you want to camp, get on your ticket soon, because ticket sales are going great. We're going to have a really good crowd.
Excellent.
We're almost about 4,000 a day, so it's going to be the place to be.
Yeah, it always is, and I highly recommend camping if you're heading up there. It just makes... At the end of the night, you're like, why am I leaving? You know, because there's a whole other life beginning.
Yeah, you want to go to late night and hang out, and you want to stay.
Yeah, and it's a
fun time.
Yeah, it's a beautiful area. If you want to get out, you could always go down to the river and take a little break and cool off.
Yeah.
So,
and you know, with every band is incredible on the main stage this year. So I'm super proud of curating that happened this year. Deli de Dublin is going to play. Ife is this new Puerto Rican band that they're Afro-Caribbean, Puerto Rican based, and they are, it's Moon is a priest, actually, so it's a bit spiritual, but incredibly so cool when you hear their drums and what they're doing. It's kind of dark and twisting, and they were at Lightning in a Bottle, and I guess they kind of stole the show and the whole festival at Lightning in a Bottle. Everyone was talking about them, so I was super stoked to get them, and they're playing Sunday night also. It's called Ife.
Oh, nice. And tell me about Radio Free Honduras.
Oh, Radio Free Honduras. Yeah, this is their first time at World Fest. And there are some musicians here that are local that introduced me to them. And they said, hey, he was a drummer. There's a band called Birds of Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And they had been at the Center for the Arts like several times. And so one of the musicians in Birds of Chicago founded this new band. And so they're awesome. As soon as someone had sent this to me, I was like, oh, we have to have them. It's Charlie Barron. He's the musician that was in Birds of Chicago.
Okay.
He's great. They're from Chicago, and so they're jazzy and funky, but then they have that kind of Latin vibe, really great harmonies.
Oops.
It's like eclectic instrumentation and a lot of percussion. So they're going to be a super fun band.
All right. That sounds awesome. So let's see. WorldFest.net is the place to go?
WorldFest.net is the place to go.
Okay. You can get the full lineup. I'm looking at it now. It's quite overwhelming and pretty fascinating. I see you even have Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. So all these bands that I'm like, oh, these are KZFR bands all over the place, man.
Yeah. And Secret Agent 23 Skidoo is actually bringing, he has dancers. You know, a lot of his musicians are living in North Carolina, and so he brings them out. And I wanted a B-boy workshop. And so he's doing this, like, breakdancing workshop on Sunday.
Cool.
So that's going to be really cool to see, like, his guys doing teaching all about that.
Right. All righty. Well, hey, thank you so much. I have to mention, of course, that good friend of everyone, Joe Craven, our man Joe, is going to be the MC. So, you know, anything Joe gets involved with, it's the big nod right there.
He will be the MC this year. And he's going to be joined on emceeing by somebody. Her name is Lisa Danae Young. She's going to MC a bit too. And it's going to be great. The two of them, I think, will be really wonderful and do a good representation and get the audience super engaged, which is what we want.
Yeah, well, you know, it's one of those, if you need a break from life and you know, you might be like, man, I don't really like music that much. I don't listen to a lot of music. Go to World Fest, camp, get out of town for 2 or 3 days, 4 days, and you will be a brand new person when you return on Sunday night. That's all I can say about it. It's a remarkable experience in a beautiful place with music that will take you everywhere.
Yeah, no, it's great. Cool. Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, and have a great festival.
Thank you, and I hope to see everybody out there.
Alrighty, WorldFest.net.
Did you say the date? Did you say the date? July 11th to the 14th.
I think we totally blew past the date.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, July 11th to the 14th. We'll see you there.
Right. Everything's at WorldFest.net. And hey, okay. Congratulations to Center for the Arts on your expansion too. We'll have to talk about that when the time gets closer.
Yeah, when we get closer, catch me in the fall before we open this incredible 500 seat venue.
I can't wait to go.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. World Fest, always a big event here. So in that spirit, let's sample a little bit of World Fest right here, Delhi to Dublin. Oh yeah, it's a never-ending, musical carousel here today on Butte Views and Beyond. Not only do we have a World Fest, but we've got something coming up on Saturday right here in Chico, Lamstock. I have Chris Lamb on the line. Welcome to Butte Views and Beyond.
Well, thank you.
All righty. So tell us, Phoenix Rising, first of all, great poster, man.
Yeah. What it is my house burned up. We used to have the festival up at my house, so it burned up. So we're doing it now in town. It started probably 9 or 10 years ago. We used to have a festival in town, and it started getting too big. So we had it up at my house for the last, 9 years, and it was camp out, 2 days of music. All the bands did everything for free.
Nice.
Just to pay back the people that come and see them all the time.
Oh, yeah. And you got great lineup, Swamp Zen, Dylan's Dharma, Low Flying Birds, Wake of the Dead. You got the, it's beautiful, man.
Now the Project, Project, and Free Beer. But the Free Beer is a band. You're not giving out free beer.
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's a great name for a band.
I know. It brings the people in, huh?
Yeah. And there's no cost to attend this, is that correct?
There's no cost to attend it. There'll be a taco wagon there. It's from 12 to 10.
Okay.
And maybe if people can bike or take Uber or something like that, it'd be a really well appreciated, because I don't know how much parking there is.
Yeah, and it's going to be at the end of Normal Street, 2500 SS Road. I know KZFR has done a number of events there, so we're all pretty familiar.
Yes.
And
yeah.
I highly recommend riding your bike. Even if you live out of town, if you live in Cohasset, throw the bike in the back and drive down and then park a mile away and just ride your bike in. You'll be glad you did. It'll make everything smoother for everybody.
Oh, yes, definitely. Definitely, for sure.
And
everything's free and everything. We're going to have a taco wagon there. And, of course, you guys are going to be serving up some alcohol.
Right. And that'll be for purchase. There will not be free beer.
Yes.
Don't.
No, there won't be any free beer.
Right.
So, but it should be a good time. And, children welcome and everything. Like I said, it's just a way for the bands to pay back, the people that always come out and see them. And the bands have been doing, we have different bands every year. All the bands want to do it. There's a way that's just to show up to the festival and everything.
Yeah, well,
so it should be a good time for all.
Yeah, and it's cool that, in the wake of everything that's happened, and these things keep going. The energy stays alive. Find a new location. The community's still intact. We're all here. And you gotta enjoy life, and you gotta find times to celebrate. And this sounds like a great one, and it's great that you're able to keep this rolling.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll do it again next year. It will be our 10th anniversary, so it should be fun.
Oh, yeah. Well, 10 years, man, it's got to be.
Yeah. We almost got it down.
Yeah. All righty. Again, it's at the 2500 Estes Road, which is at the end of Normal Street. You just kind of keep going. And if you're heading out there, there's a lot of there's little ranches out there and stuff. So be cool. Take your bike. It's really the way to do it. And
Definitely.
Go till 10 o'clock. Please respect the neighbors and all that. And
And help clean up afterwards.
Yeah, pitch in. Nothing's free in life, so pick up your stuff. Be cool. Bring something to share. And, again, KZFR has been doing the bar.
Good.
You'll have some taco trucks out there. Be prepared. And it looks like it's going to be really nice weather, man. It's going to be like upper
80s. 80 degrees. A couple of years we had it where it was like 105. People are like, whoa.
No, I know that.
It's perfect.
I know that.
You couldn't ask for anything better.
Yeah, it's going to be beautiful, man. Well, hey, it's a beautiful thing that you guys are doing. And best of luck. I'll see if I could slide out there. What time's the what's the lineup? Do you know who's coming on when?
Yeah. Well, Swamps and Dylan's Dharma ended up, but it starts out with Free Beer and then Path Hathaway and then The Project, Dead Wake, and Low Flying Birds.
Nice.
So it should be good, a lot of good music all day long.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And you guys show up, everybody.
Alrighty. I'm sure they will. Thanks again.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good evening.
Alrighty. Lamstock coming up. So much going on. Let's take a quick musical break and Trombone Shorty.
Thank you. All right, Trombone Shorty is going to be one of the headliners at World Fest. And again, the great association we have with those guys. If you're a regular KZFR listener, then you probably know during our spring membership drive, they make a bunch of tickets available for us, and we're able to offer those as thank you gifts, and it generates a good chunk of change for everything that needs to be taken care of here at KZFR. So we are grateful for our partnership, and it's nice for Amber Jo to take the time to be with us today. And if you've never been to World Fest, it is really a special thing and special event. And it's only, you know, it's like less than 90 minutes away. So, but trust me, get that camping pass if you can. You're not going to want to be driving home at 11 at night or 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it's going to be. So. And again, Lambstock coming up on Saturday, 2500 SS Road at the end of Normal Street. If you're heading out there, it's going to be a great time, a lot of great Chico acts. And thanks, Chris, for doing this and making it happen year after year, in the ninth year, in the wake of everything that's gone down. So, but if you're heading out there, please take your bike, be respectful, be cool, and take home some trash with you. So it was a good thing to do. No matter where you go, if you pick up trash between where you're leaving on the beach and your car, it would be a beautiful thing. And also, this weekend is the building, kind of the campfire recovery, I don't know what you want to call it, building expo out at the Silver Dollar Fairground. It goes from 10 to 4 on Friday, on Saturday and Sunday. There's no admission, and if you are rebuilding, planning on rebuilding, know people that are rebuilding, and you're just, you know, kind of getting awash in information and stuff, you might want to head out there and get some good information and make sure you go through the process in a sane way for you. One other thing that is coming up is the 4th of July. Wow, right? Not too far away. And the Rotary Club of Oroville does the fundraising element for the Oroville Fireworks, and this has been going on for a number of years, and this will be the third year that it's going to be held at the Thermalito North Forbay, and that's going to be The fireworks display start at about 9 o'clock, a little after 9. And the Thermalito North Four Bay is a state park, so fees do apply. They'll be holding their regular business hours, so you can kind of check that out. You can go to Lake Oroville Fireworks on their Facebook page as well. If you want to put a boat, a motorized boat, on the water and maybe do some water skiing during the day or some fishing or something, you can go to the South Thermalito Four Bay, and you can still see the fireworks from there in the evening. So, and again, all normal fees apply for that. Also, at 4 o'clock, right across the channel from the Thermalito North Four Bay, is Nelson Sports Complex, and that's run by the Fever River Rec and Recreation Department, and that will open at 4 o'clock, and there is no admission for that. They've got a number of nice ball fields out there, so it's nice and flat. The grass is green. There's a lot of trees. There's plenty of room to picnic and hang out. They'll have some food trucks available there, and you can go on in. There's no charge, again, and see the fireworks, and kind of a fun, easy way to make things happen. Again, if you go to Lake Oroville Fireworks, you'll find some information there about the fireworks. I'd like to say also that even though some local cities sell what they call safe and sane fireworks, this event is outside of the Oroville city limits, so there is absolutely no fireworks allowed, period. Obviously, we're in a very high fire danger season once again, so please be smart about that. But great time to bring the kids out and have some fun and celebrate Independence Day. The beauty of what this country was founded on, freedom of choice. Imagine that. Imagine that. So, and thanks to Explore Butte County for help making that happen and a number of other sponsors. So, again, the fireworks are happening on the 4th of July, of course, at the Thermalito North, South, and Nelson Sports Complex, right off of Highway 70. I'm sure you've driven past it a number of times. And if you've never been out there, the Four Bay Aquatic Center will be open throughout their day, their normal hours. You could rent canoes, kayaks, stand-up paddle boards, pedal boats, all kind of stuff. So you can spend the day out there and get out on the water and then enjoy the fireworks in the evening. Alrighty, we've got a bunch of stuff lined up. Let me take care of our underwriters, and I think we're going to slide on out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. And let the day roll on. Let me see if I can find my place here. Jeez, I'm all over the place. Alrighty, we want to thank KCFR supporters and also the Butte County Cannabis Art Club with weekly classes and special guest instructors for a safe place to create art. Classes are on Saturday and Sunday, catered, and include all the necessary supplies and paraphernalia. On June 29th and 30th, local artist Jess Mercer will be teaching a class. Butte County Cannabis Art Club classes are small with individual attention for anyone 21 and over and are BYOC. For details and reservations, visit buttecountycannabisartclub.com. And we'd also like to thank Tim Kemper, you know Tim, mortgage specialist with Guild Mortgage. Tim is a longtime KCO supporter and specializes in first-time home buyers and reverse mortgages. To learn more about how Tim could make your dreams come true, visit timkemperloans.com or call him at 530-377-3954. MLO number 977524. All right, thank you again, everybody, for tuning in to Butte Views and Beyond. We're going to go out with our Ken Clark, our theme song from Eternal Funk. Have a great, safe, and happy weekend.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number. Somewhere in the ancient mystic trinity, you get three as a magic number. The past and the present and the future, faith and hope and charity, the heart and the brain and the body give you three as a magic number. It takes three legs to make a tripod or to make a table stand. It takes three wheels to make a vehicle called a tricycle. Every triangle has three corners. Every triangle has three sides. No more, no less. You don't have to guess. When it's three, you can see it's a magic number. A man and a woman had a little baby. Yes, they did. They had three in the family. That's a magic number. 3, 6, 9, 12, 15, 18, 21.